This is Mr. Side 3.
Do you ever use the word joggling board?
Use what?
Joggling board.
No.
For a children's merry-go-round.
I don't think I ever did.
What did they call a child that would always tell about what his friends were doing if they were doing something wrong?
How's that?
What did they call it? A child that would tell on his friends when they were doing something wrong?
Telltale?
Telltale, you think?
Telltale?
And,
Did they have another name for that? Blabbermouth?
Yeah. If you meet somebody that's very cheerful and in happy spirits, you say he's in good what?
Good straits or happy-go-lucky or?
Well, suppose, I mean, he's just for today. He's very cheerful.
Mm-hmm.
And joking, say he's in
good spirits.
Or I'm thinking of another word. I wonder if you say it. Sometimes, same thing as comical or comedy. He's in good
spirits.
Uh-huh. Or you say a magazine that's comical and funny, you say it has a lot of
jokes. It wouldn't be jokes. No. Funnies? That wouldn't do. No.
This is the same word as in this expression, you say he's in good. You can play a joke on him and he won't mind it, he'll just laugh. Say he's in good, or he took it with good humor. Ever say humor?
Yeah, good humor.
How would you use that word?
He's in good humor today? Would that do? I didn't do about as good as anything.
A kid that didn't like his reading class, and so he just didn't go to it, or he stayed away the whole morning from school, he'd say he did what?
Was it cooking?
And we send a kid to school to get a what?
Education.
And after a kid goes to high school, he goes away to
college.
And, generally the building they keep books in for people to come and read. The
library.
And, place where you mail letters.
Post office.
And if you have to have an operation, you're liable to go to the, what?
Hospital.
And the ladies there that take care of you. Call a
nurse.
And let's see, the war that you said that your father was in was
the Civil War.
Ever call that the rebellion?
Well, we always call it the Civil War, I believe.
And